Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Imagine bypassing the total sales process and having your ideal customers coming to you. By building your personal brand, you're transforming yourself into the go-to guru in your field. Today, we're going to talk about how to start building your personal brand. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. Wanted to get started right away with some of the tips on building the personal brand. And one of the things or one of the challenges I think people face is embracing their status as an expert in their field.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. A lot of people think building a personal brand, I get a lot of questions, isn't it egotistical? I'm just trying to build my business. But reality is people want to connect with a brand. They want to know somebody cares about them. And so by positioning yourself as that brand, as building your personal brand, it's going to help people connect with you. And so even if your company name doesn't have your name on the billboard, that's okay. But you want to have the about me in the story and start signing all your emails and getting out there and posting and sharing your image and getting people to connect with you. So one of the most important things, though, is embracing you're an expert in your field. And a lot of people, because they're so close to it, don't realize what they know. They've got a lot of knowledge, and they just feel everybody must know it because they're so comfortable with it. But if you turn the clock back to when you first got into your industry, you'll think of all the things you didn't know. And those are your customers. Those are the ones coming to you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I've been working on that, David, with the personal brand for myself. Like, I finally got on Instagram, and I haven't been on Instagram when I probably should have been for a long time. So if you go to my page, you see a lot of pictures of me. You see a lot of pictures of healthy food. You see a lot of pictures of me exercising or with the dogs.
Yes.
You know, so people are like, okay, Lisa has a healthy, active lifestyle. There's some sexy stuff, too, because I am working on something having to do with clean eating and sexual health. So, but like, how do you balance that? How do you not go too far? Because some of the things I post, I'm like, maybe I should take that down, or maybe there's too much of this, you know. So how do we balance that out?
The perfect question. It's the 80-20 rule, and you've heard it in almost everything we do. 80-20 is this, especially in social media. 80% of your posts need to connect with the audience, provide information, tips, be a resource to them. Only 20% should be selling what you do. So if you're all about healthy living in this case, you'd want to post, like you said, here's some healthy meals, and here's how you can change your diet. Whatever your industry is, every time you post, put your customer first. Become a customer advocate. So when posting, sharing information, emailing, follow the 80-20 rule and make sure 80% is doing something to help them. They will come to you when they're ready. Don't worry about selling them. Connect and let them know you know how what their problems are and how to solve them.
Okay, so what about showing me at a Pilates class or lifting weights or something? Is that 20 or is that 80, right? I mean, sell fitness.
If you actually say in there every time, come buy my membership or come buy my XYZ, my widget, then you're selling. If you're posting, I'm at Pilates, join with me, take up Pilates, what exercise do you do, and ask a question, you're engaging your audience.
See, I don't ask the questions. Okay, that's interesting to know.
Ask a question. Okay. We're going to talk more in future episodes about engagement on social media and how that helps, but I'm going to keep rolling because we're going to run out of time.
Sure.
So the next big thing is get a professional headshot. A lot of people want to skimp here. They just want to take a quick shot. But amateur graphics just scream through social media and websites. You can, if you look at two websites, what are the differences in them? And it's typically the graphics. So when it comes to your personal brand, it's imperative to have a great picture of you. It doesn't have to be a model shot where you're all glammed up, but something in action. For you being on the radio, it could be you in front of a microphone. If it's healthy, it's you outdoors doing something healthy. For me, I don't even know. Maybe in front of a microphone or a computer. But either way, you want to get a professional action shot or headshot, or maybe take several. Some look like you're talking to people, some just positioned well, but something that's going to represent you and the brand professionally. You want people to see a professional image. So it's worth spending the money, sometimes expensive. Not a glamour shot. This is a business shot, and they call them headshots. Could be full body, get some action shots, but it's imperative to have good photography.
All right. Yeah, I agree. You know, I'm lucky because my husband's brother is a professional photographer, so...
Well, if you know somebody professional, save the money.
Which is nice.
But But don't cut corners. The other thing is be discoverable online. Many people sit there and say, well, I've got a personal life. I'm not saying you have to open up your Facebook page to all your personal items, but go ahead and set up a business page and start posting there, even personal items that can connect with your audience. Don't hide. So get out there, set up your Facebook pages, set up the other social media pages, register your domain name with your name in it. Get out there and don't hide. Don't be shy about it. You want people to be able to discover you. Once they start learning your name, that is your brand, they're going to start searching for you. So make sure you're able to be found. Quit hiding. Get out there. And I go back to the first thing. Embrace your status as the expert. So when someone's looking for the expert, don't hide. Let them find you.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, for my Instagram, it's Lisa Davis Radio Gal, right? Because I'm
you
a radio
got your
gal.
Name in
my
it.
My name is and Lisa so, Davis.
So if I Google Lisa Davis or I Google Lisa the Radio Gal anywhere close, Google's going to find you, and now I can connect with you, whether it's through social media, email, or your website. Another one is write down your professional purpose. We all got into business for a reason, but what makes you get up out of bed every morning? I mean, why do you do what you do? What are you passionate about? And that's most likely the business you're in. So write your professional purpose. What is your purpose? Who are you serving? And get a focus on that. And when building a professional brand, that's important. A lot of people just think, okay, I'm all about, and they name a general term. But get a real focus of what your purpose is, why you get up every morning, how you're going to serve your ideal customer. And I'm going to jump to another important item is self-awareness of what you know and what you have yet to learn. Now, I'm telling you, you're an expert in the field, but practice a little bit of empathy, because you're going to find there are some things you don't know. And so if someone comes up to a question you don't know, you don't have to be a know-it-all. You can easily say, that's a great question. I'm going to research and get back to you. Or that's a question I've never been asked. So start listening. Understand there are some areas you may not know. Team up with some experts, but listen and have some self-awareness about the strengths you have and where your weaknesses are and where you can help people.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, the next one, which I thought was so good, and you helped me with my website, it's yourhealthwithlisadavis.com, to build your narrative and tell your story. And I thought that was great, right, about why I got interested in health and my mom dying young and being sick and like all that stuff, because that's going to – I actually had someone, David, who from Instagram went to the website and they said, wow, I'm so sorry about your mom, and it was really interesting to learn about your story. And so I thank you for that great advice.
It's hard – to do sometimes, but you've got to be raw here. You've got to open up, let go of the emotions, because you got into your business for a reason. You're telling a story now about your mother. I can tell different stories as well. All of us can. And so when I'm in a field looking for something, you know, when I'm looking for a jeweler for an engagement ring, when I'm looking for a car dealer, if he starts going, the reason I got into a car is my father was in it for, you know, and his father, or maybe he got ripped off at some point, or whatever their story is, if I can connect with it and go, wow, that's me, or that's me afraid of something, or you know, something that I can connect with at some level, I now feel like a friendship has been formed. I'm going to listen to them because I realize they get me. And so when you tell your story about your mother, it may not be my mother, maybe somebody else in my family, maybe me. But when you start talking about health, I go, she's doing it for a reason. She's not doing to sell me. So start building your narrative for your story. Use an emotional story. Don't be afraid to share your experiences. Bring out your aha moment. What made you trigger to get into the business? And don't be afraid to share that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you talked before about getting out there, sharing the social media is so important, but we don't have a lot of time left. So talk to us a little bit about some of the, not the homework, how about the enrichment, better yourself stuff you do on your own? I don't know. It wasn't very good. That's off the top of my head though.
Yeah, no, that's all okay. Is some of the things you want to do is, once we've gone through this process and you're comfortable with some of it, is to get out there and share your knowledge. And so as we talk about bettering you, bettering your reach, bettering, you know, the reach to the customer and getting them coming to you, you want to share it on social media. You want to do it through blogging. You want to go to networking events, speaking events, become a speaker. I know, and everybody's going, no, not me. I'll skip that one. We're going to start where you're comfortable, and over time with our different podcasts, we're going to share with you different ways to dive into each one and to be comfortable. So the to-dos for the next couple of days till the next podcast, I'm going to call it Tuesday and Wednesday's to-dos. How's that? Take 10 minutes, re-listen to this segment, and complete the steps above. There's a lot more fun to come, but I need you to build a bit. We're going to create a foundation here. So go through some of the steps we've listed, jot them down, and be ready for the next podcast. So don't be afraid to go back and listen. Spend 10 minutes each day, and we're going to make you a marketing pro in less time than it takes to have a cup of less time than it takes to have a cup of coffee. We want to thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. Here's till next time.